بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. زنا الشريف بيضة في مدينة الشريف. النبي الكريم صلى الله عليه وسلم شان سواء بلاو الشيخ أو العارف بالله رومي وقت هذا الشاه حكيم محمد اختصر نبر الله ملكته. كيا أثر تا رسالت كي شام ہے. نور سنت ہے کونو مقامے کیا تجلی تھی تیرے بیان میں, کیا تجلی تھی تیرے بیان میں, عبد و سلطان کھڑے ایک صف میں, کیا اثر تھا رسالت کی شان میں, کیا اثر تھا رسالت کی شان میں. نور سنت ہے کونو مقام کیا تجلی تھی تیرے بیان میں, فرق کالے او گورے کا تو نے کس طرح سے مٹایا جہاں میں, فرق کالے او گورے کا تو نے کس طرح سے مٹایا جہاں میں, کس طرح سے مٹایا جہاں میں. یہ تھا تیری غلامی کا صدقہ, یہ تھا تیری غلامی کا صدقہ, شان سلطانیت شتربا میں, شان سلطانیت شتربا میں. نور سنت ہے کونو مقام کیا تجلی تھی تیرے بیان میں, کیا تجلی تھی تیرے بیان میں. جس نے کانٹے بچھائے وہ دیکھا, جس نے کانٹے بچھائے وہ دیکھا, گل بدامہ تیرے بوستاں میں, گل بدامہ تیرے بوستاں میں. جو چلا تیرے نقش قدم پر, جو چلا تیرے نقش قدم پر, کامران ہے وہ دونوں جہاں میں, کامران ہے وہ دونوں جہاں میں. عبد و سلطان کھڑے ایک صف میں, کیا اثر تھا رسالت کی شان میں, کیا اثر تھا رسالت کی شان میں. ہو قمر جیسے انجم میں روشن, آپ تھے محفل اختراں میں, ہو قمر جیسے انجم میں روشن, آپ تھے محفل اختراں میں, آپ تھے محفل اختراں میں. آپ کی شان بے انتہا کو, آپ کی شان بے انتہا کو, کس طرح لائے اختر بیان میں, کس طرح لائے اختر بیان میں. نور سنت ہے کونو مقام کیا تجلی تھی تیرے بیان میں, فرق کالے او گورے کا تو نے کس طرح سے مٹایا جہاں میں, جو چلا تیرے نقش قدم پر, کامران ہے وہ دونوں جہاں میں. نور سنت ہے کونو مقام کیا تجلی تھی تیرے بیان میں, کیا تجلی تھی تیرے بیان میں.
الحمد للہ وکفا وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى، اما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى اعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا ايها الذين امنوا اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصادقين صدق الله المولانا العظيم. This ayat kareema, we listen, every time we listen to it, and we have to listen to it, we have to repeat it. May Allah bring the reality into us, that if we, Allah is addressing us, the believers, and we must make shukr for that Allah gave us iman on the plate. We were born in a house of iman. We grew up in that environment. If we look at the life of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Sahaba Ikram radiyallahu ta'ala anhum, what great sacrifices they had to make. Mujahada also, and separation from the family also, separation from the family, from the hometown also. Every type, what qurbani. If a man was married to a woman, one of them didn't accept Islam, they gave up that marriage. Though they loved one another, everything, there were children also, but they gave it up. So we should appreciate this iman which Allah Ta'ala has given us. And then again in Madinatul Munawwara, there also hijrat time, what sacrifice Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam had to make. And also the hijrat itself, what a journey it was, how the enemy was after them, and just bloodthirsty they were with their naked swords. And they were traveling in this way, just two Thaniyatnain, Idhuma fil Ghar, Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiyallahu ta'ala an. And the whole journey, today we get tired if we have to go by bus or something. Even by car, we get tired. And those days, walking, with the camels, they had done that journey. What a sacrifice. In Madinatul Munawwara, with the enemies, the Jews were there, the Munafiqeen were there, the alliance of the enemy, how many battles were fought, what they had to sacrifice, and in what poverty at the beginning, extreme poverty, but all that to bring Islam alive. And now we've got it here on the plate. Now for us to just refresh it always, and we have to keep on refreshing it again. So for that we have to have these majalis, whichever form, but a person has to refresh this lesson all the time. And then Allah wants from us, He gave us iman on the plate, ready. We must work on that iman, make sure that we preserve it, look after it. May Allah be kind to us, very kind to us, that we stay steadfast on iman, and that He takes us with iman. So we just have to acquire taqwa. Hazrat Maulana Muhammad Ilyas Sahab Rahmatullah Alayh, very, very ajeeb malfooz of Hazrat, that ilm, the correct ilm, is that ilm which turns a person onto amal. The ilm that we acquire, today unfortunately many times with our ilm we look for rukhsat. We look for that we know this is nafil, this is sunnat, so we can leave it out. But ilm, the purpose of it was that we make amal on that ilm, practice on that. That is when Hazrat Maulana Muhammad Ilyas Rahmatullah Ali says, that is ilm. And if it doesn't take us on to amal, then it is sheer darkness, utter darkness, it's not light. And then Maulana says that amal is supposed to bring the conscience of Allah Ta'ala. Like we make namaz, the conscience of Allah must come into us. That we think of Allah Ta'ala, zikr, tilawat of Quran Sharif, that the conscience of Allah Ta'ala. And if that is not there, that conscience is not there, then that amal is extremely weak, or it's like not existing. And then the conscience of Allah Ta'ala, which has to be created, that will save a person from sin. Where temptation of sin will come all the time, everywhere. But if that conscience of Allah is, how great Allah is, how kind He has been to us, if He has to take us to task, what will happen to us? very, very severe consequences even in this world, in the year after, so that conscience has to come. So that is what is required in this 13. And then he says, even if a person has the conscience of Allah Ta'ala, by making amal, many people make amal, and here doesn't mean you have to be a complete alim, but the basics of deen, a person must have that knowledge. So even if you have got the conscience of Allah Ta'ala, you remember Allah, but it is only ilm that will guide you through various situations in your life. That at this time, what did I have to do? There are choice of two good things to do. Which is the one you must choose, which is the one that you can give up at this time. You can only do one of the two at that time. Now which one must you do? That is, by ilm you will know that which one must you do at that time. So this taqwa will be obtained in that way. That a person acquires the knowledge of deen, and for that we should try regularly, or once a week also, we read some kitab of fiqh, ta'limul haq, or any other kitab, or basic masail, we should always refresh them also. Many times we remembered wrongly, or we have forgotten something, we should refresh it also, and then try and make amal on it. A person should try and make amal on it. And in that amal, then he should try and have the conscience do that amal with his attention directed towards and to focus in that amal. And then that, when Allah's conscience it will bring into a person, now it will stay inshallah 24 hours with a person. And then whatever we do, whatever temptations come, whatever, a person with Allah's conscience, he will be able to pass through. May Allah bless us with that. And for that, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala says, وَكُونُوا مَا اسْبَادِقِينَ. Stay with those righteous people. Like the Sahaba radiyallahu ta'ala anhum stayed with Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What a life what they were before. The Arabs, before the advent of Islam, we study the books and see what a life they led. But after just the sohbet of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and in this process they acquired this knowledge, then they did amal, and then they had the conscience of Allah, what they became. So great, Allah Ta'ala blessed them, as we will read in this poem also, and this knowledge, as we will read in the kitab also, what is this great, the great value of this. So that is what we have to try and bring within ourselves. May Allah Ta'ala give us all tawfiq, inshallah. Kya athar tha risalat ki shaam hai? What was the great effect in the risalat of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Ulama have written also that the greatest difficulties that came to any Nabi was to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the greatest results that were yielded to any Nabi was to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Consequently, today also his ummah is the biggest in number also. And also, as far as practicing deen, this ummah is the biggest. Other people also, like for example, you go to any public place like the airport, you will see Muslims that are dressed like Muslims. But Christians like that, dressed like that, very seldom you might see some nuns or somebody. And Jews, the rabbis, very seldom you will see them. And you will find commonly most of the airports got a masjid, a musalla for the Muslims, because they are conscious of their salah. So this is a different thing, that they gave us a musalla so that our namaz, which is a complete da'wah to Islam, must be hidden one side. But for us it is also, it is easy also, but we should try sometimes also. One time at one airport, we were just making namaz there in the lounge. And they came especially and they said, we've got a space there. Though it was a small space, just where one person can make namaz. But they don't want you to make it in public. You must do it hide away, so that this da'wat, namaz is a great da'wat of Islam. Once I was returning from Durban at O.R. Tambo, it was just as we landed, it was Maghrib time, so on one side I went to make my Maghrib. So the security man came to me after that. He asked me, what were you doing? So I said, I was praying. So he said, but that is wonderful prayer. How it attracted them. Once he was returning from Nigel, Hazrat was here, he was in Nigel, and it was also Maghrib time, and at one filling station, stopped the car, and next to the car made namaz, and then there also, that petrol attendant, he was also wondering, then he came and asked me, so I told him I was praying, so he said, but this is a wonderful form of prayer, and every night before I sleep, I'm also going to practice like this, bowing down, making sajda, so Allah has given us this deen, the whole of deen. Also, Sunday we forgot to mention that, Yawm al-Ahad, that adhan is a da'wat of the whole of deen, not only da'wat for namaz. Or the hayya ala salah is there, but first the greatness of Allah Ta'ala, the tawheed of Allah, the risalat of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and then coming to namaz, coming to success, and then again the greatness of Allah, and again the tawheed of Allah Ta'ala. This is what adhan is, and it comes in a hadith, a person who repeats this word sincerely, Allah makes Jannat wajib on that person. And we all believe in that 100% Alhamdulillah. So always try and give jawab to the adhan. So great virtues there are. Jannat becomes wajib on that person by replying to the adhan. And with our heart we testify, we make tasdeeq of what it is. And we got no problem in testifying to this. And on that Allah makes Jannat wajib. So Allah has given us the most wonderful deen. And this risalat of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, we had Hakim Iftikhar Ahmad. He was here over the weekend also. And yesterday after Asr, he gave a talk to all. And he explained so many points that how the sunnahs are ideal for the health of a person. Perfectly, every sunnah, perfect health. One ajeeb thing he told us also, that he said that to eat 7 seeds of kalonji, this gives you health. But he explained that this was when the Sahaba ate their type of food, that simple food. And today when we eating so rich and so many calories and so many opposite things, things that have a hot effect and a cold effect, cold weather and we are eating cold things, hot weather and we are eating hot things, this also still we have to learn. Which he said, inshallah, if he comes, he will try and educate us more on all these things. And really, wherever we get a hakim like this who knows, we should sit with them and learn from them. That in the cold weather, you must eat things that have a hot effect. And hot weather, you must eat things that have a cold. Most of us, or many of us, we got a rigid diet, menu for the house. That Saturday afternoon is curry kichri, no matter what the weather is curry kichri. And if it's soup on a certain day, whether it's hot, whether it's cold, but we're going to have our soup. That shouldn't be the case. According to the weather, we should eat. And then a person's health is looked after. So many points that he had pointed out. May Allah tabaraka ta'ala let us learn our and this kya athar tha risalat ki shaam hai, that the risalat of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, what an effect there was in it, how it had changed the world. There is no parallel to it in the world. The conquest of Makkah Sharif, where not one drop of blood was shed. Never ever in the, and then the forgiveness, amnesty, wholesale amnesty. And after that, the people entering into the fold of Islam. The Arabs were known for their fighting with one another for small, small matters. Feuds used to carry on for centuries, hundreds of years. But who were, what effort, what was the effect of Risalat of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? That is, Hadrat has written here, that how it had united them. And then how he brought the people of the world into Islam. And 1400 years, more than 1400 years, that deen is still so strong alive. Go see now in Makkah Sharif, all the hajis are going. And what a scene it is. When we just look at it in a picture or something, and Alhamdulillah, Allah has blessed most of us, we saw it with our eyes there. What, and at Rauza Mubarak, in Masjid Nabawi, what Allah Ta'ala has given the Muslims. So what was the risalat of Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam? May Allah put that azmat, that greatness in our hearts, and that great love for Allah's Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and also for Makkah Sharif, for Kaaba Sharif, together with the great respect of the Haram of Makkah, and the whole time we stay in Makkah Sharif, to stay with this utmost respect and honor that Makkah Sharif is deserving us of. May Allah bless us with that. Bismillah. Hazrat says, Noor Sunnat hai kaun o makam hai. That the Noor of Sunnat is in the world, is everywhere. And today, how many people went to this Norway, Sweden, all those very, very cold countries right up in the north, and they found that there were in the summer where it's 1 hour day, or 24 hours is just dark there, or in 6 months only light. But there also, as ulama has directed, you calculate the time and you make your namaz there. On solid ice, they are making namaz there also. In Alaska, they had transferred, they had taken a whole masjid, like ready-made, and you just go and set it up there. There also adhan is taking place. How Allah Ta'ala has made it. And also, that due to the difference of time, every moment in the world, in the day, somewhere or the other, there is the adhan. Because some places it's Fajr, some places it's Isha, some places it's Maghrib. So, and all these adhans also in one language, Arabic. Perhaps none of us have heard the adhan called out in English or in French or any other language, all in Arabic. So what was the influence of the effort of Nabi Akareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? What was the barakat and the ikhlas, and how much Allah Ta'ala had chosen this, and for so long how it is alive in the world. Kya tajalli thi tere bayan mein. What a lightning effect there was in your bayan. How it used to change the Sahaba-e-Kiram. A person comes and he's full of enmity and everything, but he hears one bayan of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam and his whole life changes. And he's a complete different person. For that also we all have to make our inside also. Not just to that outward bayan or something, but when it is inside and we have got that conviction within us, then that will influence the other people. If we also haven't got that conviction and that firm conviction that only in the way of Islam and in the way of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is our success. In this world also, in the year after also, and with that a person makes the ilan also, he makes bayan also, that will have a great, great effect. Abdul Sultan khare hai ek saf mein, a thing that was impossible to conceive, to imagine, that the king and a slave all standing in the same line. Today all our masjids, you might build a masjid with your own money, the whole masjid you build, perhaps with your own hands also. But your place also is not reserved. Who comes first? Comes first. And there is no right of for entry, admission. Whoever wants to, comes in, he's a Muslim, he comes in, and you take your place, you come early where you get placed in front. In fact, you can't reserve your place from before. In the churches and that, they pay money, and they reserve their seats in front. Yeah, no matter what you do, it's free for everyone. You can be the poorest person, and all, you can't say that the rich people only this side, poor people one side at the back. No, yeah, Abdul Sultan khare hai ek saf mein, kya asar tha risalat ki shaan mein. What, how Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the effort and the deen of Islam, what equality brought amongst people. Allahu Akbar. One time Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Hazrat Umar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, asked the governor of Makkah Sharif, who he has appointed as the minister of the forest, something like that. So he said a certain slave. So he said, why did you appoint a slave? So he said, he's a master of Quran Sharif. He reads so well. He's a Qari. And he knows Masail so well. All those things. Then Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu related the hadith of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَرْفَعُ بِهَذَا الْكِتَابِ أَقْوَامًا وَبِهِ يَذَعُ آخَرِينَ. By this kitab, those who honor the kitab, who practice on it, who know it, Allah gives them honor. And those who don't care about the kitab, show disrespect to it, Allah Ta'ala, they are lowered. May Allah Ta'ala make us of those the true adab of Quran Sharif. May Allah bless us with it. And to have that desire, and we will see just now, inshallah, we will read the kitab, what great virtues there are to acquire knowledge. And doesn't mean, it's explained there, ajeeb, that it doesn't mean you have to be a alim, you have to go full-time classes, you have to be an admission in a Darul Uloom, and you are attending classes. Everyone can fit in there and get this great, great reward. So the Quran Sharif is that great kitab. Hazrat Shaykh al-Hadith, Maulana Muhammad Zakariya Sahib, rahmatullah alayh, where he explains this great reward. He says, on the other hand, and that may be perhaps 50 years ago, he says, but today we are discarding the ta'aleem of the Quran. We're giving preference to secular education, to worldly education. And the education of the Quran, we are depriving our children. And from that writing of Hazrat, you can see how his heart is bleeding. That what is happening. And today we are 50 years later. And we know what is the condition. May Allah Ta'ala make it comes in us to understand. Whereas there are, mashallah, some people, our brother is sitting here from America. He brought his son to come and study. That is also there. From where? In a life like in America. To come and study here. MashaAllah, to study the deen of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. So that is also, but on the other side, how many of us are giving preference, and the basics of deen we are depriving our children. How many instances of this case? So we have to be make dua to Allah Ta'ala. The wind is blowing very strong in the wrong direction. May Allah Ta'ala save us and help us and guide us. Farak kaale wa ghore ka tune. Kis tarah mitaya jahan mein. And how didn't you change that today it is the black and the white, but you made them one. In the world, the difference that was between black and white, you destroyed it and you made all one. How many times we have seen in Makkah Sharif, a person who is an Arab, a white Arab, and he is a black person, but how they will make mu'anaqa, embrace with one another, how happy they are, nothing whatsoever. Hey, this was only today, Allah Ta'ala, Hazrat Maulana Yusuf bin Nuri, rahmatullah alayhi. This is also a very long time ago. He came to Kenya, and then he told the people there that when the white people came and they colonized all these countries and made them theirs, he says then they lived a life excluding the local population. They just lived a life for themselves. He says, unfortunately, we also did the same. Had we made them our brothers, today the whole Africa should have been Muslims. And today still, even now, we shouldn't have that in us. May Allah bring the true Islam, that we honor a person who has got taqwa, a person who has got namaz in his life, not because of the color of the skin. That is still, unfortunately, we suffer from that complex stuff. We must pray, we have to work so much on our iman still, that we have this. And mashallah, how many people who go in jamaat? Maulana Muhammad Ishaq went now in Ramzan, and with some Ethiopian brothers and some Bangladeshi brothers, and paddle jamaat, and how they work, and you stay like that with them. Haji Nu'mani, rahmatullah alayhi, of Zambia, he should spend his whole chilla or three chillas every year, the only Indian with all the local people, and right in the jungles, eating their food, what they eat, with the mosquitoes there, with the water conditions there, with what kind of musallas and what. May Allah bring that into us also, that we can also realize this. And the least we can do, where we can also check ourselves, like especially these cold nights that went by, at that time that we think, Maulana Muhammad Mehtar taught us a very nice dua. that at night read this dua, Allah, alhamdulillah, alladhi at'amana wa saqana. Allah gave us to eat in the day, He gave us to drink. We are full when we go to sleep. How many people are going to sleep hungry? Whether it's here, the squatters, and even worse condition, the refugees in Iraq, in Syria, in all Turkey, all those refugees. If you can see the condition, some brothers who went, they went to one house. In the house, there was nothing eatable that you can put in your mouth besides one bottle of medicine. For they had that, but besides that, nothing. A person who was a top person, he was a CA or something, he was a very top person. Now, like we see these people who collect this recycling things, he was doing that job. And just enough to feed his family. A person who was living in a luxurious home, by in the morning, by the night, he's in a refugee camp. So, how much shukr we must make. Alhamdulillah, alladhi af'amana, wa saqana, wa kafana. And Allah gave us all our needs. Wa awana, He gave us a shelter. And what shelters we got. Hey, how many blankets we got, what kind of beds we got. We got a carpet, underfloor heating, or aircon, or heaters, or whatever, air conditioning, summer, fans, those people who are living in their tent shanties. In winter, how cold, in summer, how hot it is. Hey, how lot of shukr we should make. At least think of them. One great buzurg, when it was a very cold night, and he had his warm clothing, but he took it and he sat without. So people say, is this the time to wear warm clothing, not to take it off. So he says, I can't help the poor people, at least I can sympathize with them by being similar to them. Those things we don't have. In fact, we just find fault with people. May Allah Ta'ala, this Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, what a deen he brought, if that deen in its reality can come into our hearts and our lives. Ye tha teri ghulami ka sadqa. This was you being the slave of Allah, and you lived like a slave. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he sat and ate also. Then he used to sit like when we squat, when we going in that position he should sit. And when people asked him, he said, I'm just a slave of Allah. And I just have to have my little bit, I have to carry on with my work. Just little bit, we sit and we carry on. Shani sultaniyat shutarbaam, that you're in that condition, what high position Allah had given you, and what Allah Ta'ala had given to Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Those people who were living with camels, camel drivers, living in with the camels in the camel den, but what kingdom Allah gave them. These ordinary people, the Arabs, are known for their camels, but because of Islam and because of this tabligh of deen and propagating deen, what a position Allah Ta'ala gave them. Jisne kante bichhaye the dekha gul badama tere bostaan mein. Those who we saw had put thorns in your path. There was an old lady of Makkah Sharif that when she knew that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam will go for to the Haram, and then she should put all thorns in his path. That same lady we find that she was now the prize of honor in Nabi Kareem. How her heart was won over. So like that Allah Ta'ala with akhlaq to win the people. And this is total wrong propaganda that Islam was spread by the sword. Islam was spread by the akhlaq, the character of the Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and which came into the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhu. One brother brought one of his workers recently. He said he wants to accept Islam. So he's working for him 6 months. So I asked him what encouraged him. So he said what he saw, like how we love and how we treat him, that made him, he wants to become a Muslim. Like that, if we also, every person, whether you're a doctor, a businessman, and they have more opportunity, if we live by Islam, like sad cases also, how much we pay our workers. If we will do that properly, and if that yaqeen comes, that what Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told to Sayyidina Bilal radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, Ya Bilal, anfiq wa la takhsha min zil arshi iqlala. O kama qala alayhi salatu. Spend, don't fear shortages from Allah Ta'ala. If our eyes are there on ghaib, may Allah grant that to us. But our eyes are on jayb, on our pocket. That what we got, according to that we do. But those whose eyes are on the ghaib, on the khazana, the treasures of Allah, they will be able to spend. And Allah 100% gives again. And Allah gives in this dunya, gives in the akhirat. May Allah bring, the thing is to bring this reality, inshallah. Jo chala tere naqshe qadam par, kamrahi wo dono jahan mein. Whoever follows in the way of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that person is successful in both the worlds. Wo qamar jaise anjum mein roshan, aap the mehfil akhtara mein. Like a 14th full moon, and how the moon shines out all the stars. Hey, the moon is the biggest, how it shines out the stars. Like that you were amongst the Sahaba. Ashabi kan nujum. My Sahaba are like the stars. And you were like the 14th full moon. And each star was, each Sahabi is bi'ayyihim iqtadaytum ihtadaytum. Aw kama qala alayhi salatu wassalam. Whichever Sahabi you follow, you will be guided. And you were the moon. So what is your position? Aapki shaa bi'intihaku. Your qualities, which a person, Allama Busairi rahmatullah Ali says, that we can't express all the virtues and the honor of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. A person spends his whole life, at the end he makes tawbah that, Ya Allah, if I said something against the honor, some little word, some I used the wrong word or something, please forgive me. So what was the honor of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Kis tarah laaye akhtar bayami. How will I bring that in, how can I express that, what your position is? This is the time, mashallah, Allah reward by ijaz. These are the time that our thought should be also in Medina Sharif. People from around the world are coming there. That one lady, that for 70 years she saved up money in order to go for Hajj. How many people first time, once we were going, it was Arafat, Muzdalifah somewhere, and Hazrat Mufti Mahmood Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, we were with him. And then he said, look at these old people walking, they are going. Old man, old lady, he said, perhaps they must have told that though you are so sickly, you are so old, you are so weak, I'll support you. He said, I'll support you. And walking, we were going in a vehicle. And they are walking like this. So what enthusiasm. Until today we see people come with what enthusiasm. May Allah give us that enthusiasm. And at least again, the least but if we put our hearts there. Make dua for the Hajis. Make dua for the Muslims of the world. Make dua for the conditions which the Ummah is going through. All the time we should make dua. May Allah give us tawfiq. We read previously in this kitab of the virtues of knowledge, the various ahadith. Further, Allah Ta'ala qiyamat ke din ulama ko jama farmayenge. On the day of qiyama, Allah Ta'ala will gather the ulama. And this again are those ulama who practice also and who serve the deen of Allah Ta'ala. They are being referred to. Those people, Allah Ta'ala, well, if we just gain knowledge, we got a certificate, but our beards are not right, our clothing is not right, our actions don't correspond to that knowledge, etc. It must not happen. May Allah save us that we are not included in that jamaat of the ulama. But those that Allah will gather, or farmayenge, ke maine tumhare qulub mein ilm aur hikmat nahi rakhi thi magar isliye ke main tumhare sath bhalai ka irada rakhta tha. I did not put knowledge and wisdom in your heart, but for one reason, that I wanted to do good to you. That's why I gave you this. And the ulama, the real ulama, proved themselves. They gave their lives for deen. They did not consider anything else. They didn't have a house. The family, everyone is worried, if I die, we have a house for my family. They did not worry about that. They just worried about the deen all the time. How deen can come alive. And they served the deen. And how many? Mashallah, madrasa also got some ustads. It's not madrasa time, it's off time. But they are teaching a kitab, they are helping a student. Anyone come and ask them, they are ready, free for them all the time. All the sacrifices. So all this is great, great sacrifices. This is what Allah Ta'ala, like explained that Khaja Mu'inuddin Chishti rahmatullah alayh, in Ajmer, he wasn't from there. He was from another place, Chisht. But he came here just to spread deen. All these great buzurgs, this is a different thing now, people are doing wrong things there. But those here, they came and to spread the deen of Allah Ta'ala. Previously it would be such that you study under your ustad, after that you hand yourself to the ustad. Or you go by your shaykh, you do your tarbiyat, then you hand yourself to him over. And then you go in, wherever he sends you, you go there. We find this common. MashaAllah, that he is being revived. How many of the ulama of South Africa are going to South America? And they are giving their lives. They, like that, just to talk is easy. When the children start growing up, nani ma, daddy ma, they want to see their grandchildren. Those people also want to be back home. You are used to your own environment, everything. But what sacrifices? So this will bring deen alive, inshallah. May Allah give us also tawfiq to make such sacrifices. Bas jao aur jannat pe dakhil ho jao. Allah will say, you people go and enter into jannat. Aur maine tumhari gunahon ko maaf kar diya. Every person will make mistakes. I'll forgive your gunas for you. Because for my deen you left. That is the thing. You acquired knowledge of deen and you serve the deen. I will forgive you all your shortcomings. And this means also that Allah says, go and enter into Jannat. No hisab kitab. Hisab kitab, just the reckoning itself. If today we have some interrogation we have to go through, what a thing that interrogation is. Unless interrogation on the day of Qiyamah, who knows everything. In your heart, what is there when you are while you are talking, at that time when you did the action, what was your intention, what was in your heart, Allah who knows everything. And He interrogates, what is the condition of a person. But Allah will say, go, I made you maaf, you people enter Jannah. Jo tumse sadir huye the, whatever you did, your wrongs, mistakes you made, all maaf. You will go into Jannah. Baaz mufassireen ne ayat maskura ke mutalliq ye tafsir bhi ki hai. Some ulama made this tafsir of this ayat in this way also. Ahle ilm wado ko ghair ahle ilm wado par darajat kathira ki fazilat hai. That all believers, they're going to get great stages by Allah Ta'ala in Jannah. But the people of knowledge, more than what they got, those people, they had Iman. And these people got Nurun ala Nur. Ilm also and Iman also. So their stages will be even greater. Not only that Allah will raise the stages, but from the amongst the general mu'mineen, Allah will give them even higher stages. Ilm se murad, yes, this is a very important note Hazrat has made here. Ilm se murad, ilm shar'i hai, kaza fir ruh. By ilm, knowledge is here today. This is also a very, very hard effort that is being made by the enemies, by Shaitan and his allies, that all knowledge is, the virtues of all this is for all knowledge. Knowledge of dunya, etc., all this other knowledge. But here, they made it quite clear that this is for deeni knowledge. Knowledge of deen. And again, in deeni knowledge also, today there is lot of all other things also. People are gaining what type of knowledge, what kind of new masalas, what kind of a new religion is coming about in the name of Islam. New things. So all this, a person, and what arguments also they put up. That intermingling of the sexes is not permissible in Islam. They say, don't you go to the beach and you intermingle there. What dalil they bring to prove this, right? That if you go to the beach, you are mixing there also. So what's wrong if you mix there? But unfortunately, this is the time we are living in. And it is very hard, but we have to remain firm. And to remain firm, make it known in our families, our circles, what is our school of thought. And in which direction. If we don't give da'wat, they will give us their da'wat. And then they will influence us. And we will get influence. If we don't get influence, our children will get influence. So we have to try and be strong. And for that, our amal are required also. Our zikr is required also. Oh yes, I forgot one thing. That last week I made a mistake. And I said that one king had sent that poison to Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That was not to Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but to Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And in fact, he had sent four things. For the personal use of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, was the Khalifa of the time. He sent a very beautiful slave woman. He sent a very valuable, very expensive attar. Very, very expensive, very good quality, and a box of jewels and diamonds, whole case full of that, and a bottle of poison also, all personal. So he said, for the slave woman, Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu told the Sahaba that who would like her. One Sahabi said me, he said, take her. Just imagine what was for his own personal self, and how he used to live. And then that box of jewels and that, put it into the Baytul Mal. Allahu Akbar. That expensive itar, very expensive, spread it out in the masjid. And then that poison, he said, this for what is it? For your enemies. He said, I got no enemies. My nafs is my enemy. So he drank the poison. And nothing had happened to him. So what caliber these people were. The products of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the direct product. We can't dream of this today. May Allah Ta'ala give us this out of His kindness, give us some jalak, some little aspect of it. And a person who gets even 1% of it today, he will be an out of this world person. May Allah bless us with it. The least we can do is at least make our outside like that. And then try our utmost that we make our inside also to correspond. For that we have to speak of deen continuously. And we have to, in our homes also. Many of us, we have problems in the home. The real solution is to have ta'aleem, deen talks in the home. If we don't have that, then almost every home, good people also say, we got a big problem. The children, when they were that phone and the games, you can shout at them, you can make salam, you can do anything. They're just in a world of their own. And this is become, it's just taking this, sweeping the world all over. So may Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, let us have this deeni talks in our home. And the best is to make the basis some ta'aleem. One hadith, explain it, read it in the kitab, tell the, and then from there, you can take out other 1-2 points, and make, if that can be possible, it can be possible, then we make our children, that they don't get influenced by other children, but they influence them. But if we are not such, then how can our children be that? Today the clothing all the children are wearing, the cell phone toys are a thing of the past now. The cell phone, the games all the time, and they're busy with it all the time, and the bigger boys and girls are busy with all other things. May Allah Ta'ala help us. We have to make lot of dua and seek the help of Allah Ta'ala greatly. علامہ شامی ابن عابدین رحمت اللہ علیہ لکھتے ہیں کہ جس شخص کے موت طالب علمی کے زمانہ میں ہو اس کو شہادت کی موت نصیب ہوگی. That student who passes away while he was a student, he gets a درجہ of a شہید. Just in this hadith, the explanation of that, we all should listen carefully and we all can get this فضیلت. طالب علم کی حالت میں موت شہادت ہے. While a person is a student, and mashallah, how many of our students who passed away? Shahadat's mort Allah gave them. Allah through their sadqa, be kind to us also, have mercy on us also. Agarche pura inhimat na ho. Even if you are like a student, is giving his life for his 5 years, 6 years, 2-3 years to become a hafiz, whatever it is. Even if you're not giving all that time. You are doing something else also, but you are acquiring knowledge also. To sit for the daily ta'aleem, you are acquiring some knowledge. Even if it is that much, see the great virtue. Ke ek din mein sirf ek hi dars leta ho. If in a day you are just taking one sabak. For example, in your masjid, there is dars-e-Quran, dars-e-hadith, and you just sit for that one lesson. That also you are taking one lesson, and you are listening, you're not sleeping, you're not dreaming, you're taking that lesson, you're learning. لیتا ہو تو وہ بھی اس فضیلت میں شامل ہے. That person is also included. If you are one, like you want to become a hafiz of Quran and you are just learning one ayat and it takes you 1 month to learn one ayat, but you are at it all the time, You have given half an hour, 15 minutes every day, I want to become Hafiz. And you start with your surahs, etc. And you are at it all the time. And as age grows, memory becomes weak. You can't remember everything, but you are at it. You will be also counted amongst them. And you go and learn something, even if it is still the basics only, the grammar of Arabic. But you are at it all the time, little bit. You're just going for one lesson. As many of our friends also in their towns, they're going for one lesson and they are learning little bit. That person will also get this virtue. How kind is the generosity of Allah Ta'ala. Allahu Akbar. Ilm ke saath ishtighal ka mafhoom ye hai, this is in Fatawa Shami. Ilm ke saath ishtighal ka mafhoom ye hai, acquiring knowledge, and you are busy acquiring knowledge. What does it mean? Ke khaa ta'alif ka silsila ho. Even if you are just writing kitabs, like for example, you are preparing a pamphlet and you are putting up on the masjid board, that also. Ya tadrees ka, or you are teaching, that is also you are included in this. Even if you are teaching your children at home alif ba ta sa, you are teaching them the qaida, you are teaching them the surahs, whatever, you will be also included. So if we make this at home with our children, that we will sit 1 hour with you, half hour, your sabaks, and you just be guiding them in that, perhaps you learning from them also. We learned Quran without tajweed, no makharij, anything, just haphazard in those days. Now the children, mashallah, they are learning very well, and you could be learning from them. And all that, you'll be also included in this. Ya tadrees ka, ya sirf kisi dars mein shamil hota ho. Or you are just go and sit for one dars. You just go and sit for one dars, you will be also included. You also a student. Agar se ek din mein ek hi dars ho, even the whole day you just sit for one sabak, that also. Yani inhimat murad nahi. This does not mean that you are totally devoted to acquiring knowledge. You have given up everything and you just acquiring knowledge. Even just the little you do daily, and just little, like ta'aleem every day we said, hey, we will get this sawab also. We will be included amongst those people. And if we have ta'aleem at home again, that is also a dars, which everyone can do. If we haven't got time to sit here, start at home, sit at home and make some ta'aleem, even for 5 minutes. 3 minutes, but we will be included amongst those people who are acquiring knowledge. Allama ibn Kathir Damaski rahmatullah alayh, ulama ki fazilat mein ibn Majah ki ye riwayat pesh karte hai ke Hazrat Umar radhiyallahu ta'ala anhu se Nafi ibn Abdul Harith ke Asfan mein mulaqat hui. Allama ibn Kathir rahmatullah alayh says that in the virtues of this knowledge, and what the results of this knowledge are, that Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu met the governor of Makkah Sharif, Nafi ibn Abdul Harith, in Asfan. Aur Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu ne unko Makkah ka governor banaya tha. He was the governor of Makkah Sharif. Bas farmaya ke, eh Nafi, tumne Makkah mein apni jagah kisko naib banaya hai? That you have come here now, who is your deputy? Who did you leave as your deputy? Somewhere in other narrations it comes a little different. Nafi ne jawab diya ke maine apne ghulamon mein se ek ghulam ko naib banaya. Of my slaves, one slave I've made as my deputy. Which we cannot even dream about in this age. Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala ne firmaya ke tumne ek ghulam ko kyo apna khalifa banaya? Why have you made a slave your deputy? You should have made some person of status, some honor, because people have to respect him and then they will follow his teaching. Jawab diya ke wo kitabullah ke qari hai. He know he reads perfect Quran Sharif. He reads it properly. Aur farais ke alim hai. And he knows ilm-e farais. Whether it means about mirat, the time of the execution of the will, how to distribute, or and generally all the farais of deen, or ilm qaza se bhi waqif hai, and he has even got knowledge of being a judge. To be a mufti is something else, and to be a qadi is something else. So that knowledge also he has got. Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu ne firmaya ke khub ghor se suno, that listen carefully to what I've got to say. کہ تمہارے پیغمبر صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم نے فرمایا, یا نبی صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم said, ان اللہ یرفع بهذا الكتاب قوما ویضع به آخرین. اللہ تعالیٰ اپنی اس کتاب کے ذریعے سے قوموں کو بلندی دیتا ہے. because of Quran Sharif, Allah gives honor to people. دیتا ہے بے وجہ ان کی اطاعت کی اور علم کتاب دے obedience to the commands of Allah and the knowledge of the کتاب اور اسی کتاب کے ذریعے دوسرے قوموں کو ذلیل کرتا ہے and by the token of the same کتاب the Quran Sharif Allah humiliates other people بسبب ان کی ناقدری کی those who do not appreciate may Allah make us of those who appreciate the Quran Sharif inshallah May Allah Ta'ala accept and this knowledge, let we all bring this knowledge in our homes and we can see each one, man, woman, old, young, can get this fazilat also. May Allah bless us with it, inshallah.
Bismillah ar-Rahman. Dil ko agar chamkana ho to kar lo dhikre illallah, 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 illallah. إلا الله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله دل کو اگر چمکانا ہو تو کر لو ذکر إلا الله 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 لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله کوئی بتائے دنیاوں کو ایسی روانی کس نے دی کس نے چمکتا دن بخشا ہے رات سہانی کس نے دی ننے ننے پودوں کو گلشن میں جوانی کس نے دی وہ یکتا قدرت بھی رکھتا ایسا ہے میرا اللہ ایسا ہے میرا اللہ إلا الله 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 لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله کرائے ارض کو گردش میں یوں زیر فلک رکھا کس نے سورج چاند ستاروں میں یہ نور و چمک رکھا کس نے لیلا کے فانی چہرے پر ایسا نمک رکھا کس نے خالق حسن کی ہر لحظہ ہے خالق حسن کی ہر لحظہ ہے شان نئی سبحان اللہ إلا الله 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 لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين اللهم صل على سيدنا ومولانا محمد كلما ذكره الذاكرون وكلما غفل عن ذكره الغافلون اللهم افتح أقفال قلوبنا بذكرك وأتمم علينا نعمتك وأزبغ علينا من فضلك واجعلنا من عبادك الصالحين اللهم آت نفوسنا تقواها وزكها فأنت خير من زكاها أنت ولي ومولاها اللهم ارحمنا بترك المعاصي ولا تشقنا بمعصيتك اللهم إنا نسألك العفو والعافية والمعافاة الدائمة في الدين والدنيا والآخرة والفوز بالجنة والنجاة من النار جزا الله عنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم بما هو أهله سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله